When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following podcast has been rated listener MA. It contains strong language, violence, adult situations, nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. I'm your host. My name is Scotty Gurman, a.k.a. Scooter McFuckstick, and alongside me, as usual, I have two excellent stand-up comedians. First, the 1984 Kingman County T-Ball Defensive Player of the Year Award winner, Mr. Jeremy Joseph!
Hey!
Woo! Man, they're cheering for you, buddy.
I know that. I heard it. Yeah. I got headphones.
I know.
So
I guess my clap wasn't enough.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you gave me the clap for sure.
Yeah. Twice.
And I appreciate it. Yeah.
Twice.
Is that what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think from now on, any time that when anything comes to me, there should be like a buildup of a slow clap.
Really?
For it. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like we wouldn't have to fill the show with near as much content.
Okay.
Then, and it'll be a lot more applause, which I do deserve.
Okay.
And then at the end of the show, we should sign off. You guys carry me out on your shoulders.
There ain't no fucking way in hell.
I'm down.
Yeah. Okay, fine. But also, we have the 2021 Wichita's Funniest Person winner, Mr. Rec Derek Alders, man.
Hello.
Congrats. Yeah, that was great. Yeah, yeah, fine. There it is. Yes. Live and in person. Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a second.
I'm going to charge you to sit next to me from now on.
Fuck. I don't have any money.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I can tell. I'm sitting in your basement. It's evident by all the shit around.
Yeah. Oh, well. But welcome in to another episode. This is a comedy podcast where we like to make inappropriate jokes about the current events that are going on in sports and inappropriate jokes that have nothing to do with sports whatsoever. In fact, 90% of the time, they're directed towards me, and I'm okay with it. But also, this is an adult podcast where we like to use foul language and make loud noises. So if that's not your thing, you're in the wrong place. Get the fuck out of here. Thanks. Bye. But we got a lot of stuff, as usual. We got tons of sports to go over. We got a lot of shit happening in the offseason and baseball.
That's what people want
to
hear us
we are the professional analysts of this whole ordeal.
We put the anal in analyst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we kind of do. But there's a lot of sports to go over. We've got college basketball. We've got real shit, horse shit. We've got overrated, underrated questions, preguntas, a draft, and a shitty situation, as always. But we're going to start this show out as like we normally do. And that is to tell about our weeks. We call this the week recap. So, Derek.
Yeah.
How was your week, bud?
Not much really went on. Thanksgiving, which was delicious.
Yeah.
As always, it did not disappoint.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all I did.
Bullshit. Come on. Come on. Bask in your glory at least for a week.
I'm waiting. I ordered a belt.
Oh, you
so
better.
For it to get here.
You should.
No, I won the Wichita's 2021 Wichita's Funniest Person contest.
Yeah.
It came down to me and Eric Von Reicher, who I would more than happy to beat a Packers fan.
Absolutely.
They announced when it was down to the two of us, I gave him the bird on stage.
You fucking would.
Which he reciprocated, which I was hoping he would.
Mm-hmm.
What if he just cried?
Yeah. Oh, poor guy.
So no,
you know the guy who's won the roast battle?
So yeah.
He can't take the finger.
Oh, he can take a finger.
I bet he can.
Whole fist.
So, no, yeah, he took second, and I'm sure he'll probably win next year. If I had to pick anybody to win, I would pick him. But, yeah, it was a great time. And then on Thanksgiving, I actually won the Wichita's Most Hungover Person Award.
I
got hammered drunk after the show was over. Somebody goes, or like they announce the winner. My wife's right up there on the ramp up to the stage and gives me a big hug. And somebody taps me from like the side, like fist bumps me or whatever. And I look over, I don't know who it is. And he's like, man, I knew you were going to win. Hey, and it's a guy and a girl. And the girl's like, do you mind if I get a picture? And she's fucking hot.
I'm yeah, like, she was.
Absolutely. Yeah. Honey, let go of me. Hold the camera.
Like, I'm going to say somewhere around half your age.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She may not have legally been allowed to be in there.
Oh, she's 21. But
did you have your PS5 controller? Fake IDs.
She was she's running, or she is Miss Topeka, and I think she said she was running for Miss Kansas.
Oh,
I think okay. When you win that, you automatically get into that.
Yeah. So
sure.
Yeah, and she wow, and so yeah, and then we ended up going to the bar, and they showed up at the bar we were at.
Nice.
That's where we were going, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna get in so much fucking trouble. but they were fucking great. They were so cool.
That's
and
good.
So yeah.
This may sound weird, but they're standing out front.
Yeah.
They just kind of go wherever you go.
I think her name is like Peyton something, but she's, yeah, she followed me on Instagram. I definitely followed her on Instagram. And,
you would.
So, oh, I got to follow back.
Were you showing off that PS5 controller?
Too? No.
No?
No.
Damn.
No, but she asked me if that was a roll of dimes in my pocket or if I was just happy to see her.
Pull out some dimes. Tell me you pulled out some dimes.
I always carry a roll of dimes, sure, Jeremy.
In case you got to punch somebody.
That's right. So that was a fun night. I've tried to win that contest. Fucking Jesus. 2011, 2010, 09, 08, I think, 06, 2016, 2015, and 2014. And never even got top three. So...
But then you got famous on a podcast, and now it's just like it's expected.
No, Jeremy judged.
Oh, that's what it was.
Jeremy fucking didn't even give me a perfect score. Jeremy gave me some fours out of fives, which I'm very disappointed. Well, we're going to have some fucking words. But
I was very reluctant to give fives.
I'm sure.
To anybody. That tells me you've got no room for improvement.
But if you went up on stage, you would have given yourself fives.
I give myself five all the time.
There you go.
I'm a regular Diamond Dallas Page. Fucking self high five.
Nice.
I fist bump myself right in the balls sometimes.
Well, okay.
That's just to show what a fucking man I am.
That's just because you're going in too far.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll put a fucking roll of dimes in there.
But was that it? Did you do anything else at all?
No, I got fucking hammered drunk, won the contest, and then went to Thanksgiving hungover as fuck on a 3-hour car ride.
Yeah. Oh, so you went to
Kansas City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a better time than what I had, at least.
Good.
We had Thanksgiving. I got to see my grandmother, who I haven't seen in like 2.5 years. So I'm like more of a serious.
She was probably pissed.
No, she was really upset. But I got to see a lot of family, especially since we had COVID last year. I didn't really go anywhere. It was nice to see them. It was great. So we had Thanksgiving, watched a lot of football. That was awesome. Then this last weekend, I went golf both days that I had off. I golfed Saturday, played like shit. Golf Sunday, played even more like shit. I broke my putter.
Yeah.
How? I didn't throw it. I did not throw it.
I placed it in the woods. Because it's made of wood.
No, it's not.
I placed it around the trunk of a tree.
No, the fucking face of the putter fell off. And I think it fell off like while I was driving.
When I wish back your in fucking truck. Face would fall off.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I bought me...
Pull a fucking Hannibal Lecter right on your goddamn putter.
Yeah.
Put that face on your face and try and tell people you were a putter?
Yeah.
Oh, riding an ambulance as a putter?
That's exactly what I did.
Right. I think it was just that ashamed to be associated with Scotty. It killed itself, probably.
Right.
What brand of putter?
What brand was the one I had?
Yeah.
It was a cheap, like, Wilson putter.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a Targus.
Yeah, it was a Targus. That's what it was. Okay.
Because there's a brand of putter, a fairly high dollar. Scotty Cameron or?
I don't know.
Really, really well-made putter. I'm assuming with this fucking house, you couldn't afford one. But
right, thanks, man.
I mean, fuck, you can't even afford a full roll of dimes.
Well, I realized it was broke halfway through the round, so then I'm like panicking. So I had to go to the clubhouse, thinking I was going to spend way too much money on a brand new like Odyssey nice putter, right? Uh-huh. And I end up buying the putter, which was pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. And
broke it.
I know. I putted like a champion the rest of the day.
You should.
So it was worth every single dime I spent
you
on that.
I'm sure you kept the roll of, money. You roll should buy yourself dimes. A fucking belt.
Yeah, I almost did.
You should have kept beautiful the putter. Old putter, not bought a new one, and just pool shotted all the fucking
all the way around.
Quarter pocket.
Yep. Called it.
If I was you, I'd just putt with my 7-iron.
Okay. You can
take full swings.
Sure.
I saw Kevin Costner do it.
Okay. Well, you know.
Was it a 6 or 7-iron?
I don't remember.
Didn't they do it with a shovel?
With a shovel.
Wasn't that tin cup? Didn't he use a shovel or some shit?
Yeah, ball bat and a shovel. He brought a fucking bag full of garden.
Yeah.
Tools. Nice.
Yeah. That's what you need to do.
But to culminate my week, I was able to go live on TikTok Justin Nunnally, who's the guy that comes halfway into TikToks and gives you a fun fact. I was just going live, and he requested to come over, and we ended up talking for almost like an hour about baseball and shit. Guy wants to come on a show. He's from he's in Alabama. Florida. Well, he lives in Florida, but he's a Bama fan, so he likes the Rolling Tide. So we're gonna have to not like him for that. But he's a Braves fan, so his team won the World Series this year.
Yeah.
So. But good dude wants to come on the show.
Can he host?
He can host. Yeah, he probably can.
We did it.
Yep.
We finally did it.
This is a fucking quest. Can he host right now?
I'm going to go with because
of... Get him on the horn. Let's call him.
No.
Siri, call Justin Nunnally.
Don't do it. I bet you he's got a lot more exciting stories than, poor putter maintenance.
Shut up. But had a good time with him. I will try to... I'll do my best. I'll see if I can figure it out. And if I can figure it out, he can come on. Not host.
No, you said so.
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
You can't go back on your word.
I can't do
it. It's Thanksgiving is over. You cannot be an Indian giver.
That is very true.
Okay, fine. But that was my week. What do you got, Jeremy?
Nothing.
Bullshit.
Well, let's see. Wednesday, I judged the Wichita's Funniest Person Contest, which we all know about.
How was your judging?
Fucking spot on.
Okay, just making sure.
I'm better than you could ever fucking judge anything.
Well, duh.
I gave you all ones, and you weren't even in it.
Right.
Yeah, Scotty had one score sheet. Mm-hmm.
Hey, at least
five.
At least I got ones. You can't get a zero?
No.
No.
Oh.
Otherwise, there would have been a couple.
Well, make an exception.
No, actually, Derek, I actually probably judged him harsher than I did most of the people in the contest, so there was no favoritism there. He just really did fucking blow it out of the fucking water, and he blew a couple of the judges too. But I'll tell you what, I am actually fairly excited about the future of Wichita comedy. There were some decent young people in that.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's going to be like the new stand-up comedy capital of the world, Wichita, Kansas. Just saying.
No, Scotty, Dover.
Oh, my bad.
Comedy capital
of
the world.
My bad.
It is the capital of the world.
Got it.
The world capital.
Got it.
We'll call it that.
Okay.
Let's see. I got kind of drunk on Wednesday night.
What?
Yeah.
Well.
Me too.
Okay. I got to where I was feeling it.
Okay.
I just don't really get drunk anymore. But, boy, I'm not funny tonight, but you should have heard me then. I was spot on. I was way funnier than Derek ever was.
Probably.
Anyways.
Trying to walk or trying to tell jokes?
No, just talking.
Oh, okay.
My casual conversation with, interesting people is pretty good. Here on the show talking to you, not so much.
Good joke.
Wasn't a joke.
Okay, fair enough.
And then, of course, Thanksgiving, which I had a nice 4-day weekend for that and didn't have a single goddamn day off. Oh. There was shit. I mean, Sunday, we didn't do anything, but fucking Thursday, we went to her parents. Friday, we went to my parents. And then Saturday, went to my extended family. Ate like an asshole all 3 days. By that, I mean, I had somebody else preach you my food and stuffed it up in there with my fists.
Whoa, that's colorful.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Especially coming back out.
Oh.
You ever seen corn that didn't go through the digestive process?
No, I don't, it
doesn't get digested fairly well anyway, but man, it stays a shade of yellow you would not want to see.
Actually, the corn does get digested. The skin doesn't.
Oh.
It just comes out like that.
Oh. So here's a fun fact. If you eat a whole
check
bunch of...
Check and mate, Alders.
So if you eat nothing but a bunch of Skittles for dinner, did you know you poop purple?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did know that, actually.
Okay. Just making sure.
Remember that time I broke a tooth on Skittles? Yeah, I took that out on Skittles. I made their children pay for that.
Okay, good.
Pina coladas, you'll shit white if you just eat nothing but pina coladas.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, albino shits.
Wonder what happens That's if awesome. You eat shit.
I don't know.
It colors you have like bad that. Breath?
Fair enough.
My dog does that and licks your face.
Just your face?
No, your face. No, Jeremy's face.
Jeremy he won't.
He tries to give you kisses.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, that dog does. One of your dogs does.
Yeah.
The one that I like doesn't.
Okay. But anything else?
You have great friendly dogs. I really like one of them, don't care for the other.
Okay.
I'm not going to say which one.
That's fine.
We were talking about Girl Scout cookies today at work, and I said, God, I said, I'm so torn with them. Oh, why? Because you don't really like them? And I was like, exactly. Like, I love cookies, but I hate kids.
Yeah, why can't they be small boys? By the way, how'd your mayonnaise party go?
I walked in the next day to work, and he was there, and I was like, fuck, because I didn't know he was working that Tuesday. So it didn't end up going.
Oh, damn.
Because I couldn't, like, after Tuesday, I'm like, I can't just show up Friday with mayonnaise now. We've discussed this whole thing at this point.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to stand there and not say nothing for 5 hours.
Oh, so, I think that would have been better.
For sure.
Oh, so you had to work on Friday
after
Thanksgiving. Yeah. Wow, that sucks.
Yep, I had to work Friday and Saturday.
Same. Well, I didn't have to work Saturday, but Friday. God.
Was the hangover gone by then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was back today with a vengeance.
Oh,
but,
good.
That wasn't my fault. That was some gentleman from Kentucky.
Oh, really?
He did that.
Oh, all right. But anything else, Jeremy, you did? Fun stuff?
Oh, went to the fairly new casino out in Park City.
How was that? Was it what you thought it was going to be?
Pretty much. It's a glorified trailer house with slot machines in it. Boy, for people who want you to come spend money, they do not make it easy for you to get like money out of an ATM. I've never seen slower ATMs ever.
Really?
In my life. And there's like three of them. And wow. Most of them don't work most of the time. They have a cashier there. No table games. No chips. Why do you need a fucking cashier? They got machines that cash out all your fucking tickets.
There's no table games?
No, they don't have the license for that yet. They're working on it.
Oh.
That's an engine casino.
That's boring as fuck.
Speaking of white trash, I actually went to, I did do something else. I went to the lights at the zoo.
Oh, my wife did that.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to go.
God damn, did that remind me how much I hate fucking people. Jesus Christ.
I've been warning you guys for like 3 years now. Fucking people suck.
One guy's walking and just cracks one. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then my wife's like, I'm going to fucking punch him. And I'm like, no, you're not, because I can't fight. And so there was one that had me dying laughing. You can't really see it. I had her take a picture. It's a bunch of pandas. Uh-huh. And this one panda is just spinning around this bamboo thing, which reminded me of a fucking stripper. Sure. So I went up with a $20 bill, and I'm holding a $20 bill up at it. But it's so dark, you can't really see what I'm doing, which kind of sucked. But yeah, people just fucking like randomly stroll really slow and then just stop right in the middle of the fucking walkway and just like hug. Yeah. Like, what are you fucking, get out of the goddamn way. So yeah. I got so fucking annoyed. And then we went to dinner at Albero Cafe. Have you been there?
No.
Holy fuck. It was probably some of the best food I've had in Wichita.
What kind of food?
Wow.
Italian
food.
Oh.
Okay.
I got spaghetti.
Yeah, no, I had a Jared Saltalamacchia.
Okay.
Chicken something. Sambuca or some shit.
Okay.
But it was fucking fantastic. It was hand-breaded chicken. I could tell immediately because I usually don't order chicken when I go out. Because
there was dirt in it.
It's like the ice water of food.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Chicken just plain. But it was the hand-breaded chicken, prosciutto, and gorgonzola over this pasta with a mushroom sauce. And then we had ancinis, which are like fried rice balls,
mm-hmm.
and homemade marinara and then calamari. Oh my God, dude. It was,
you're a calamari guy, huh?
And oh, yeah, big time.
I don't care for it.
Oh. I fucking hate tiramisu. Hate it. They bought us dessert, and one of us got tiramisu, and I could have ate that whole fucking thing. That thing was fantastic.
No joke.
Yes.
It's what? Like, it's Ladyfingers, Kahlua, and some sort of like a cream cheese frosting or whipped cream frosting or
something? I don't know. But that I don't like it because I don't like coffee. I'm not a coffee
guy. Right. My wife loves it. I can't. I don't care for it.
I don't like it either. I love that. And I guess it was voted the best tiramisu in Wichita. But wow. I fucking, it's, dude.
It's dope.
That shit fucked.
All right. Anything else?
You know, about the pandas. you know, they're not actually bears. They're marsupials. But it's a well-known fact. If you go up to one with a dollar bill in its mouth, it'll let you put it right in its pouch. It'll take it out of your mouth with the folds in it.
Oh, shit.
That's great.
And if you pay a little extra, you can clap its cheeks.
Nice. Anything else?
I don't know if you knew this or not. 2 years ago, there was a panda, one Miss Topeka. It wasn't at the show, though. It wasn't at the contest.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
I didn't break my fucking putter, I'll tell you that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
My face didn't fall off.
Ah, well, that sucks.
Does it?
It could have improved his looks, man. You never know.
Give him that fucking rim shot for that. Yeah. Bam. Damn.
Yep.
Bang.
That's it.
So you need the one that's like a
fuck,
sizzling.
You're lucky he wasn't in the contest, man.
Yeah.
It needs one of those sizzling frying pan things.
Yeah,
it does. That thing was so hot.
Burn it. Like,
yeah.
Now that's a five.
Oh, good.
That's a fucking five right there.
Damn.
Well, we got a lot of sports to get to, so we better get to them pretty quick. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to our sponsor. Guys, I've got a nice and clean and smelling good pair of balls right now. I really do.
We didn't fucking ask, but okay.
I can put them on your forehead, and it still smells amazing.
You won't get them back. I can promise you that.
No. I think that sounds like a challenge.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's go. No, I'm kidding.
You need to get a butterfly knife, Jeremy.
I do. God damn, I wish I had one. Oh, no.
But anyways, manscaped.com still sponsors this show, believe it or not.
On purpose? Really? Are they aware?
Have they forgotten?
No.
About all the shit that we say on here?
No, I think that we've sold enough products for them that they're just kind of like, you know, whatever works.
Sure.
Whatever they say, it doesn't actually, you know.
Well, I mean, as long as people are loyal to them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to say I'm going to go out on a limb and say top three ball shaving companies on the internet currently.
Okay.
Ooh, top three, huh?
Top three.
They're certainly in my top three.
Who are your other two?
Uh-huh. Yep. Exactly.
No, they're an excellent company. Jeremy, they make excellent products.
Yes, they do.
I
put them in the top three, you dick. That's pretty fucking high honors.
I guess so. It's true. That they are awesome. They made the Lawnmower 4.0, which I now have. And that adjustable LED light's pretty spectacular.
If I were judging them, I'd give them all ones because they don't joke around.
What you need to do with your old 3.0?
What's that?
You need to re-gift it.
I do.
That's what I would do.
Do you need a spare?
No.
How about your wife?
No.
Okay. It was worth a shot. But no, they have the lawnmower. You should
give it to Fred.
I do. I should give it to Fred. That'd be good for him.
That may help him get a better fucking haircut.
Yes. But no, the lawnmower 4.0, excellent product for you taking care of your downstairs and not cutting it up. That's very, very important because it's kind of tender down there. I don't know if you guys know that.
Balls are tender. You're telling me that balls are sensitive?
Yeah, they're a little sensitive.
Yeah, they have feelings too.
Yeah, they do.
Sure.
You don't believe me? Try getting kicked in those things. They're pretty sensitive.
Again, challenge, I think, is what that sounds like.
I think it is. Yeah. I go first. I get to kick first.
But, you know, if you're going to get kicked in the balls by Jeremy Joseph, it's always better to not have that hair in the way. That could be a severe tangle, hazard.
That certainly would serve as cushion. And if you're in a ball kicking contest, that's against the rules.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's cheating.
The old Rochambeau. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. And you got to have the toner on there. It's shiny. It makes them nice and shiny. Could blind them if it's shiny enough. You sure. Put enough on.
And then I take the flashlight on my phone? I reflect it off my balls.
You blind them before
you could bring it down a fucking commercial jet with that.
Yeah, you sure could. Yeah,
toner, not to be confused with the ball tuner.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Whenever you just like stretch your scrotal skin out and then you hum on it like a kazoo. Mm-hmm.
My wife does that every once in a while.
One of those old fucking mouth harps that bong, bong, bong.
But then they also have the ball deodorant, which is an excellent product, especially if you've got some smelly nuts. Your wife will appreciate that, I'm telling mm-hmm. you. But they make other products, not just the Lawnmower 4.0 and the additives to put on your balls. No, they make other things to keep the rest of your body clean and well-groomed.
Medium t-shirts and underwear.
Yeah, but I sure do look good in them. You look you look pretty funny in them.
Mm-hmm. I put that fucker on. I should fucking tweet at Manscaped. Thanks for the shirt, guys.
With the picture?
Yeah, fuck yeah, with the picture.
That would be great. But they also have my favorite product, the Weed Whacker. That is for your nose and ear hairs. If you know me very well, nose hairs are the worst thing in the world.
Second.
Minor inconveniences. What's the worst again?
You.
I'm sitting next to it.
Yeah. But then they also have the manicure kit. They've got the tool shed, and they've got a whole bunch of other products that you can check out at manscaped.com.
I just used the shears here, and I want everybody to see proof. All 10 still left.
Yeah, there you go. It's impressive. They
don't cut too deep.
Yep. But do check them out at manscaped.com. Use the promo code SIDELINES. Get 20% off your order and free shipping. That helps you out, helps us out, and lets Manscaped know to leave us fuck alone. Let's do the commercials how we want to do them and not how they want us to do them.
Yeah.
Okay. You know who could have really used it since we're going into sports?
Mm.
The shears.
Who?
Who was that guy who had six fingers, the pitcher?
Oh. Antonio Alfonseca.
Alfonseca, yeah.
Just use the shears? Just
sheared off that finger? You could have got that one gone.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You for had sure. Regulation hand then.
There you
Could
go.
Could you imagine fitting that guy with a glove?
No.
Boy, that would suck.
No.
Sure easier than fitting Jim Abbott.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably, yeah. But that's our sponsor for the show. Do check them out, manscaped.com. We do appreciate them very much.
Don't go to .gov.
Not
.gov. No. That's a whole different website.
Whole different website. Poor country. You're right. I mean, that's just bad.
Yeah, yeah. If you if you ever go to the country of Manscaped, if you're booking a vacation
it's in this summer. It's in Eastern Europe, I think.
It is. Yeah. It's a former Soviet country.
Yeah. Damn, it's just awful.
Manscaped is staying.
Manscaped.
Right.
But they still have a website for their government.
That's
so
true.
Manscaptvia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jesus. All right, moving on. We got some sports to get to. We had a very, very eventful week. First thing I want to go with is college basketball has officially kicked off. Now we're getting into the good games. It's not like the bullshit stuff. Now we've got tournaments that are coming to a close, which was awesome. That's my favorite part. I love the preseason tournaments. Those are the best. I did want to point out, first things first, Gonzaga is the real fucking deal this year.
They were last year, too.
They were last year.
So nothing's changed. They did get beat by Duke, who looks very good, mm-hmm. and Coach K's final season, quote-unquote final season, mm-hmm. he said that 5 or 6 times. I think he actually means it.
I hope they win it all.
Who, Duke?
Yeah.
I do, too. I genuinely have kind of a hatred for them because they're always good, but Coach K deserves to go out with a ship.
Yeah, he's never won one.
Never.
It's down with the ship.
Down with the ship?
You should know all about going down, Scotty.
Okay.
I've seen you at bus stations.
Yep, that's me.
I've seen you went down on a panda once.
Yeah, I was trying to get into the pouch.
Sure.
Also, I wanted to point out something. Obviously, I mean, I'm a diehard college basketball fan. Derek follows Illinois. Uh-huh. You've got the teams that you root for, and then Jeremy is a big K-State fan. He roots for his Wildcats.
Illinois beat K-State the other day.
Yes, yeah. We did.
Yeah.
That was no surprise.
Nope, sure wasn't.
What was the surprise is that K-State beat North Dakota by 42 fucking points last night.
Hey, you know. They're looking good.
No, they're not. Okay. They've lost 2 games already.
Well,
so have we.
Yeah, but and you know what?
Not to K-State. You haven't.
Wichita State has lost to Arizona during the tournament that they were in. But being in Kansas, there is a hatred among KU for both Wichita State fans. Apparently, Derek, he just kind of...
I hate them.
You hate them. And then Jeremy, I would say being a K-State fan, you don't like him either, right?
I don't care for them, no.
Okay, so there is this thing that I wanted to talk about really briefly called fan etiquette. I want to ask you guys about this. So whenever your team's doing really good, are you one of those people that goes up to another person and just obnoxiously talk shit to them? You one of those people?
No. Depends on who the person is. Who's the? If it's you, yes.
Okay, well, no.
Not,
like
some not of your obnoxiously.
Not obnoxiously.
It's more factual.
Yeah.
No, like
you are a piece of shit.
I texted you as soon as the Cardinals were eliminated from playoff
contention. Yeah, but that's kind of funny. That's more of a joke. No, like if you didn't know somebody and they were wearing a KU Jayhawk shirt, would you go up to them and just start talking shit?
No.
Okay. So that happened to me.
Were you wearing a KU shirt?
Hold on a second. I have on my desk a lot of Wichita State stuff because I'm a fan. And I had a person that I don't really know very well came through and straight up looks at me and says, Wichita State's not fucking doing good, but KU Jayhawks are blah, blah, blah. Guess what? Karma's a bitch, motherfucker. You guys got beat by Dayton. Suck it. All right? I think that...
It sounds like this guy even knows you're not a real man. Maybe. That he just knows he can talk to you like that. What are you going to do, fight back with your baby bird arms?
This is why there are groups or fan bases that I can't stand that just... It really brings me joy when they lose.
Yeah, I learned a long time ago not to talk shit like that because the tables will turn.
That's exactly right. It's so frustrating, I guess, to me. I'm glad that they lost, and I hope they keep on losing. They ended up beating Iona I think it was yesterday, but all right, that's enough of the college basketball. Now we're going to move on to, there's apparently a shitload of Major League Baseball news of people signing and shit. There's a fire sale going on.
They're all trying to get signed before the CBA on December 1st,
I
think.
Yep.
Get that money before it's too late.
Yep. 100%. The first one that I had was Matt Scherzer to the Mets.
Yep.
Big fucking contract there. I saw the Mariners signed the Cy Young Award winner?
Robbie Ray. $23 million a year, 5 years.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That's really pretty cheap, I think, for a Cy Young winner.
Sure.
But he's had a mediocre career until last year.
That's why.
Yeah.
But they're making it happen now. I heard some rumors of lockout possibilities. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Seager is a Mariner. Or no, Corey Seager's a Ranger, Texas Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
So he left L.A. He's not a Dodger anymore.
What about Bob Seager?
Bob Seager just turned the page.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On his career. He's hanging it up.
So my question...
I could throw some heat.
Yeah. So my question is, do you think with Scherzer going to the Mets, do you think with DeGrom and everything like that, that's the number one
pitching rotation? Well, you just have Scherzer and DeGrom. That's it. I mean... Who's your 3, 4, 5? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I know Syndergaard's gone, which he was always hurt. DeGrom's hurt a lot, too.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true.
We'll see. Yeah. I mean, I know that they've got that hole at shortstop to fill.
Yeah.
Because Javi's gone.
Would you rather have Scherzer or DeGrom? Or of the three guys that we just were talking about?
Syndergaard, Scherzer?
Syndergaard. Because Syndergaard went to
the Angels. Much rather have Scherzer because Scherzer can at least prove that he's healthy.
Yeah. True. Okay. So keep your eyes peeled for that. There's probably going to be more signings over the next week.
Might be more tonight. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, that's true. Wanted to briefly talk about some college football because a lot of shit happened over this last week. This was rivalry week.
College football?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one right now.
What?
LSU is hiring Kelly away from Notre Dame.
Oh, shit.
Brian Kelly is gone.
Wow. That's craziness because Notre Dame actually has a snowball's chance in hell of making it to the college football playoff. That's what I saw today.
Yeah.
But Michigan beats Ohio State at Ann Arbor, so it was a home game. They stormed the field, as you should when you beat Ohio State. I'm actually really excited. I really hope that Michigan ends up winning out, so now there's a new team in the college football playoff. Bama almost gets beat by Auburn. It was at Auburn. And they had every chance to win that fucking game. Did you get a chance to watch that game at all, Jeremy?
No, I didn't.
If the starting quarterback for Auburn would have thrown the ball away and like you should whenever you're getting ready to get sacked, Auburn would have won that game. There were two opportunities that they had.
Well, first off, you don't get to tell me what I should do when I'm about to get sacked.
Okay.
I make my own fucking decisions. I call my own plays in the huddle.
Okay.
Fuck off, Scotty.
Okay. Fair enough. But if he would not have gone down, if he would have thrown the ball away, just incomplete pass, fourth down, kick a field goal, I believe they would have had two field goals that would have ended up giving him that win. And then we wouldn't have had to even talk about Alabama being in the college football playoff. But unfortunately, it could still happen.
Alabama's going to get roasted by Georgia.
I hope you're right, but if you're wrong,
I'm going to give that a 75% chance.
I so hope you're correct, because if you are wrong, then we will have again, we'll have two fucking SEC teams in the college football playoff, which I don't like.
So who are we looking at currently? Top four spots.
Top four spots, if I remember correctly. Obviously, you've got Georgia number one, Michigan number two, Cincinnati number three, and Bama number four.
You think they're going to let Cincinnati go in?
I hope if they win out, they do the correct thing, which is, yes, you should let
them. Absolutely, you should. They have, if nothing else, earned the chance to try.
Yeah. And everybody that's saying, like, oh God, it's not Coward, but I can't remember who it was, but they're saying like they're playing in a stadium with 3,000 people, and Bama and all these big schools are playing in stadiums with 35,000. There's a big difference. Shut the fuck up. They've done everything. Number one,
you're selling everybody way short. 35,000 for what, a big school plays? Try 80, 85, 90?
Whatever.
Some of them over 100,000.
Yeah, but I still don't think that you penalize.
Fuck you, Cowherd.
Yeah. I don't think you penalize them for doing everything that they can. They have beaten decent teams, and they're going to play Central Florida, I believe, for the championship, if I remember correctly. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Not so a pushover?
And they're apparently ranked in the top 25. I think they're number 25 right now.
Okay.
So if they end up winning the American, let them in. And the other thing is that you've got to hope and wish for Georgia to end up beating Alabama. And if Georgia beats Alabama handily, or at least just beats them, that's two losses. I don't think Alabama makes it to the college football playoff. Then you have Oklahoma State beating Oklahoma over the weekend, putting them as the, I believe, number five team in this whole conundrum of the college football playoff. So a Big 12 team actually legitimately could make the college football playoff if Alabama loses. So then you would have an SEC team, Michigan being in the Big 10. You'd have the American for Cincinnati, and then you would have Oklahoma State being the Big 12.
Will Oklahoma State have to play Oklahoma one more time?
No. They...
Who is it else in the Big 12 championship game?
I don't think they have a championship game.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do? Maybe they do.
Top two teams.
Yeah, actually, maybe you're right. Maybe they do. Then maybe they do have to play them again.
It's not Iowa State. It's somebody else.
But it doesn't matter.
Oh, Baylor.
Okay, yeah, that's right. It is Baylor. Yeah. But regardless... I guess Lincoln Riley decided to say, fuck all of that nonsense. I don't care about the fucking bowl game. I'm just going to go and get hired on by Southern Cal.
Yep.
Hit the ground Monday. So he is going to be the head coach for Southern Cal, and I don't blame him one bit.
I don't either, for the fact that he can't win the Big 12 right now, and you're getting ready to go to the SEC.
And you sure as shit ain't going to win that.
No. No, you'll be lucky to come in fourth or fifth.
Yeah, exactly. So in his defense, if I root for any college football team of any kind, it's going to be Oklahoma. That's where my family's from. I'm not a diehard fan or anything like that, but that's who I guess I root for.
Fucking bragging about your family from Oklahoma.
Yeah, I know. They roll their joints all wrong, though. Mm-hmm. But I don't blame him one bit. I think it's a smart move for him. As a head coach, you want to be the head coach for the best team in that conference. That's the whole idea, because you want to make it to the college football playoff. If he stays with Oklahoma, goes to the SEC, he's going to get steamrolled.
He will get steamrolled. And Oklahoma as a whole does not look kindly on losing to Oklahoma State.
Correct.
They really do not.
But, it was solely for him. It was his decision. He wanted to get out of there, so he gone.
Sounds like you talked to him.
Yeah, on the phone.
How was that conversation?
Okay.
A lot of, who the fuck is this?
No, he knows who I am.
Okay.
He knows my work.
Yeah, he's not a big fan.
No, he's not.
He likes
me. He messaged me the other day going, you got to get that dick who lives in Florida, that Braves fan. He's got all kinds of interesting shit to say.
Fine. But yeah. So here's to hopefully a fun-filled college football playoff without Alabama. That's what my hope is.
Okay.
Sorry, Justin. Anyways, moving on, we had some more fun in the NFL. Unless you wanted to talk about something about LeBron James, because I didn't hear a whole bunch of it.
What about it?
He had two fans escorted out saying some fucked up shit to him.
Yeah, they said they hoped his kid died in a car wreck.
Yeah, it's a little fucked up.
Yeah, I hope he dies in a car wreck.
That's not okay. Not his kid. His kid's in it. His kid's, well, I think he's like 15 or 16 now. So 2 to 3 more years, then you can say that.
But he would have to have more media coverage than Kobe's helicopter crash.
No shit. It would have to be a fighter jet.
He'd be like, I died in a car, which is way cooler than died in a helicopter, which not really.
Yeah, no. It would have to be hot air balloon.
Yeah.
Or
totally hot air balloon.
Like a fucking Ferris wheel that flew off its fucking axis, or a fighter jet.
That'd be cool.
Probably Blue Angels. Yeah. I think they're going to recruit him to fly in Blue Angels.
For sure.
I'd like to see that.
I would too. That thing would go down so quickly.
Yes, it would.
Okay. But other than that, we've got some NFL news. This is just, you know, ending up becoming an excellent football season. There's a shitload of teams that are in the hunt for the playoff race right now.
I have watched less football this year than I think I ever have.
Really?
Yes.
Probably for the best. It is a confusing fucking year.
Yeah. Shockingly.
Yes.
There are teams that are beating teams that have no business beating. Tie ball game, kids. Oh,
fat guy just scored a touchdown.
No, he didn't.
On a blocked extra point.
That was extra point. Okay. So
that's a 2-point conversion. I'm sorry. We are recording this on Monday Night Football, and this just happened in the Washington football
team. I've never seen that happen.
I have. It's been
a while. So I guess, you know, maybe we've just seen some things you haven't, Derek. Yeah, maybe you're not so great.
Not so great.
Shut up, Scotty. You don't have any place to talk here.
Sorry. But
your basement.
Yeah. But anyways, kicking off this week in the NFL, Kirk Cousins lines up behind the strong side guard instead of the center in his loss to the 49ers and the Vikings loss. What do you think about that? That's happened before, hadn't it?
Not in a while. Not since Pee Wee League.
It's been a minute. It's been a freaking minute.
Yeah. You would think the center is the one in the middle.
Yeah.
Center.
Center. That's why I call him that, right?
Yeah. Well, if nothing else, that's the jersey he sees the most of.
Yeah, he should know the number. He
should know that guy's number.
Yeah, not to mention.
And the smell of his ass.
What if they just swap to fuck with him? Like, yeah. hang on, Gary.
I'm going to play guard this.
Gary,
this
let's switch jerseys.
Yeah, we should. But not only that, shouldn't you, like, know just by going up to, like, look and see where the fucking ball is?
Yeah, you'd think a lot of times, like, in what do they call it, training camp?
Mm-hmm.
They, a lot of times, the center and the quarterback will room together.
Oh, yeah.
Just to form a bond. So here's what I want to know. If you're a guard who's not used to having a guy put his hand on your balls, how do you react to that? Or how do you not react to that in a way that got you a false start?
Because they
got to
stand still.
I know.
That's why.
That's discipline. Somebody grabs me by the balls, I'm going to jump a little.
There's smidge.
I'm probably going to draw somebody offsides.
Yeah, probably.
There's going to be a head jerk, something.
Something.
Or I'm going to look back at him right into his
gorgeous
eyes.
Yeah, that sounds like something you would do. But we got breaking news. Oh, we looked it up. It's not USF. It is Houston.
Houston
is playing Cincinnati. So go Cincinnati over that one.
Not the Rockets.
No.
No. I like to think it's the Rockets and the Bengals.
No, they're the Cougars.
Cougars?
Yep. So it's about
50-something women.
50, that, yeah, that's right.
That really like. Have a
still
thing
got it.
Late teens, right? Early 20s?
Yeah, they do. Early 20s, they sure do. But anyways.
My wife's going to go and boo them.
Did you guys get to watch the whole game between the 49ers and the Vikings at all?
No. Why would I have done that?
The only reason why I say that is because I have a question for both of you guys. My question for the NFL playoffs.
I thought we just answered it. No, we didn't.
No. Out of all the teams that are in the playoff hunt, who is your dark horse? The team that nobody is going to say is going to win the Super Bowl, but secretly has an opportunity to win that Super Bowl.
Oh, the Lions.
For sure.
Yeah.
I feel so bad.
They're going to make a late season run for sure.
I feel so bad for that head coach. God, he's doing everything that he can to win a fucking football game, and it just won't happen with fucking Goffle. It just won't.
Oh, Jared Goff sucks.
He sucks. But no, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the team that I think is the team that's going to just wreak havoc in the playoffs, it could very well be the 49ers. It really could.
Possibly.
Decent defense. excellent tools on the outside. Deebo Samuel is a monster. Kittle is a monster. Elijah Mitchell is coming into his own, and he is becoming a threat to be reckoned with. You know, just keep on handing him the ball. He's doing excellent. So okay. I think that that's a legitimate one. And then I have another one that will make effects to the playoff system, but they're probably not going to make the playoffs, and that's the Miami Dolphins. Their defense is shutting teams down that they shouldn't be. And so I think they're going to hand losses over to teams that you wouldn't expect. So those are my two teams.
Their defense, they've allowed the third most points in the AFC.
Who, the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Look at the last five games.
They've allowed 279 points.
Yeah, but look at the last five games.
Well, it doesn't tell me the last five games.
Well, I'm just telling you to look at them. They are shutting down teams that they have no business.
Okay, we got this. This is just numbers, though. You can't really tell how good a team is. What about the numbers you don't know? Phone number, social security number,
right?
Address,
right?
These are all numbers. It's a fucking numbers game, guys. You might as well be playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay,
roll the dice, get fucking numbers.
Sure,
but that's all it is. Just numbers.
Fair.
My dark horse is the Bengals.
Yeah, they're good too.
I don't think their defense is too shabby.
No,
and Jamar Chase, Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, Joe Mixon.
Yeah, Chase hadn't had the very good games the last couple of weeks.
No, but Higgins had a good game yesterday.
He had a hell of a game over the weekend.
What are we considering a dark horse?
The team that you don't think, like, everybody's not going to pick to win the Super Bowl, but they have a legitimate chance of winning it.
Well, I think New England.
Yeah, that's the other one that I was going to say is New England. And we can get to them.
They're shutting teams down.
Yes. They are. They're playing excellent, excellent defense. And we'll get to them in just a second. But I want to move on to the Sunday night game. Lamar Jackson throws four interceptions against the Cleveland Browns. Still fucking one.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, I think they said that's the first time that this has happened since like 1983.
I do it on Madden all the time.
I'm sure you do. Going for that Hail Mary every time.
Uh-huh.
Yep, I figured. I'm not sold on the Ravens as much anymore.
I'm not sold on anybody anymore.
It's the just a
best,
fucking
most talented
crapshoot.
Teams can fucking get beat by the worst teams.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. But I don't have as much confidence in the Ravens as of right now. I definitely don't the Browns. I don't think the Browns are a very good team either. Next thing, Leonard Fournette scores four touchdowns in the win against the Colts.
Yep. Well, they were impressive too. I don't think any of them were longer than 2 yards.
Right. I think he had a total of like 40 yards rushing and four touchdowns. He had one receiving touchdown and the rest were rushing touchdowns,
right.
But they're all goal line. So, woo.
Boy, that helped my fucking fantasy team.
It fucking crushed me this week.
Yeah. Next one, Cam Newton goes 5 for 21 with two interceptions and gets pulled out of the game against the Dolphins.
He's back.
He's back, baby. Back on the bench. I think he still starts.
He will.
He starts next week. I say this was just a bad game against the Dolphins. There's another team Dolphins that just absolutely beat the shit out of. But probably the worst news out of anything at all for the Carolina Panthers, Christian McCaffrey is out for the rest of the season.
I'll be damned. Shocker.
Yeah.
You mean like every fucking year he does this?
So the question I have for you on this particular topic, who is more accident prone, Christian McCaffrey or Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz.
Still?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know. I mean, Carson Wentz will get injured by like walking to his car or doing mundane things.
Uh-huh.
Christian McCaffrey at least is busting his ass to try to get first downs.
But he's injury prone.
That's because he's a little guy.
Yeah.
He's just a little guy.
Never trust a white running back.
I'm oh, that's not true.
That's...
Never trust a small white man.
Never never trust a white man.
I'm under 5'10".
I'm a small white guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't trust you at all.
Okay.
To fucking run this podcast.
That's why my wallet's in my right pocket.
Got it. Yeah. Next thing, New England Patriots beat the Tennessee Titans. I have a lot of confidence in the Patriots right now as far as defensively, offensively, they look good. But what the fuck is happening in Tennessee?
Country music.
They don't...
Nashville, yeah.
They don't have that fucking run to fucking just build everything off of. Not anymore.
I guess, but it's tough to watch, man.
Not having Henry hurts.
Yes. He was the focal point of everything worked off of him. The passing game worked because they had to stack the box against Henry.
Right. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, who's going to beat you? Adrian Peterson's 90-year-old ass?
No, they put him out on waivers.
Already gone?
And when you keep, but when you keep going three and out, I mean, your defense gets worn down.
Yeah, when they're out on the field longer than they should be, they're going to get tired eventually. That's the way it works.
Oh, does it?
I think so. Jesus. Shut up. But now we get to move on to our next segment. We're going to call this Real Shit or Horse Shit. This is Jeremy's favorite one that he created. Back to the Patriots, man. After six straight wins, this season is Bill Belichick's greatest coaching season ever.
Horse shit.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Two seasons. His undefeated season.
That he lost.
Yes, but he was undefeated all the way to the Super Bowl. I would say arguably could be considered one, and his first Super Bowl.
Okay.
And he did it with an unknown Tom Brady.
That's true. I'm going to go, this is real shit. This is absolutely real shit to me. I think the fact that they lost, I want to say, like four straight games, and now they're winning six straight games. Either that or they lost a quick early four. And they've been dominant over the last couple weeks. And I understand they're in a kind of a shitty division. They've got the Dolphins, the fucking Jets, and...
the Bills aren't bad.
The Bills are good. Yeah. But at least right now, who do I think is actually going to go further in the playoffs as of right now? I would actually take the Patriots over the Bills in this particular case right this second.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy?
I think it's horseshit as far as this being his best coaching season ever. Yes, he has an undefeated regular season. I mean, fuck. What is it? Six Super Bowls? Seven?
Seven.
He's got six.
That's right. He's got six. Brady's got seven.
Sorry. I mean, it's really kind of tough to, without winning that Super Bowl, to put this anywhere near above any of those seasons.
No, wait. The Patriots do have seven because they have more than the Steelers do.
Which would be six.
No, the Patriots have six. Steelers have five.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. My bad.
No team has seven.
Oh, gotcha. My bad.
You know what? Since you got that wrong, I think we should just quit.
Fuck off.
I think we should kick him in the balls.
No, don't do that.
By the way, where's the recording at?
Not there.
Okay.
I'm keeping an eye on it.
It's not very good.
Uh-huh. Next one, real shit or horse shit. ESPN's Mike Greenberg said this. Aaron Rodgers is the MVP of 2021.
Most vaccinated pussy? Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can't be most valuable player. That's horse shit. He sucks.
Really?
He fucking sucks. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he is a piece of shit.
I hope he dies in a car crash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not LeBron's kid. Aaron Rodgers. Fair enough. His own family don't like him.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough.
Yeah. I think we're all agreeing in this. This is horseshit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, this is horseshit. Yeah. Jeremy?
Yeah, it's horseshit.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. See? Look at that.
All right, moving on to the next one. Real shit or horseshit? After losing three straight games, the LA Rams are still the best team out of the NFC.
They have all the talent, but right now I think the Bucks are.
Really?
Yeah.
I do think this is horseshit, but I do not think they are the best, most talented. No, I think it's the Arizona Cardinals. This is horseshit.
Okay.
Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Cardinals as well. The Rams, I watched them yesterday try and get back in the game in the fourth quarter, and Goff had at least three balls.
Yeah, damn, he didn't even play.
Or not Goff, but Stafford.
I know what you meant.
Had three fucking balls that should have been picked, and not ones where the route got jumped. He threw it right to the fucking defender. Something is off about him right now.
Yeah, he said he's fighting through injuries right now. They did say, come out and say that.
Okay.
OBJ got his first touchdown.
Okay.
See that? Bless you.
Thank you, sorry.
I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah. Piece of shit got his very first touchdown as a Los Angeles Ram. He was targeted quite a bit as well.
Aaron Rodgers switched to the Rams?
Did I say Aaron Rodgers?
No, you said piece of shit.
Oh. It's like, piece of shit, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, OBJ.
That's Aaron, one of his many aliases.
Yeah, that is. But I still don't have the confidence in him until they start showing me the offense the way that it was right at the beginning of the season. I know that their defensive line is supposed to be stellar, but somehow, some way, they're still getting ran on and they're still getting beat. So I'm going to go no. Next one, real shit or horse shit. The Dallas Cowboys prove they are mediocre after losing to the Las Vegas Raiders on Thanksgiving Day.
Horse shit. Dallas is still a threat out of the NFC, and they put up a shitload of points So no, I think they are an absolute contender. They're going to win their division. They're going to be in the playoffs, and it's anybody's run at that point. It's who's hot at the right time. So I think Dallas could still fucking do it.
Fine. No, I say this is real shit. I know they're missing two excellent wide receivers in Amari Cooper and CD Lamb. Not saying that the offense isn't going to get a nice boost or a, you know, steroid shot in the arm to make them better and stronger, but I think this is real shit. They just broke that Mike McCarthy is going to be out this week's game because of COVID.
That should be a win then.
They should probably win this fucking game because he needs to sit in his room and not do a fucking thing.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit,
too. He is a terrible coach. But I do think that this is real shit. I don't think that they are consistent enough to be called an elite team. Jeremy?
I think this is real shit as well. They are 1-3 against the AFC West, which I consider to be a very mediocre division. So they have beaten the Chargers, and that is the closest thing to a good team that they have beaten, and the Chargers turned out to maybe not be as good as what we thought.
That's correct, after losing this last week as well. So with only just a handful of weeks left, last one, real shit or horse shit, the Detroit Lions will not win a single game in 2021.
Boy, they had their chance.
They did.
That was going to be their one. I think this might be real shit. I think it might be. They might beat the Packers.
Maybe.
I think they might beat the Packers week 17.
My God. Better just hope they're just like resting everybody.
Yeah, their last game. That's their shot.
That's their shot.
Yeah.
As much as I hate to say it, I really like their head coach. He just looks like he's a great guy. He's got the passion for it. He just wants to win so bad, but he just doesn't have the tools around to do it. This is real shit. I feel terrible for him, Coach Campbell. My bad, bro, but this is real shit.
They'd be twice.
Yeah.
Because they were the first team to do it.
First team to do it. But they do have a tie under their belt.
Yeah.
It's like kissing your sister. You don't really win. But they'll
still be 0-16.
But you'll still be 0-16-1.
Yeah.
So, fuck. Jeremy?
Yeah, I just, the closer we get to the end of the season, I just don't see anybody left on the schedule, really, that they really even have a chance to beat. I mean, the way the season is going, it's more that really good teams are having really shitty games.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that it's like they have a really shitty game every game.
The best thing is Scotty bet on them.
What do you mean?
He bet on the Lions against the Bengals. You bet me.
I did.
Yeah.
I lost that epically.
It was fantastic.
It was a close game, wasn't it?
No.
No, that's right. They got blown
out. They beat the shit out of them.
That's what I get for trying to have confidence in a shitty team. Anyways, that is real shit or horse shit for this week. Now we get to move on to, segments that we have a couple of listener questions, where if you do have any suggestions, you can make some suggestions to our Instagram account. Follow us at Laughing on the Sidelines on Instagram, and you can send me messages. And if I find any that I like for overrated, underrated, or questions and preguntas, you can send us a message, and we will take a peek at them. Now let's move on to overrated or underrated. This is Derek's favorite segment.
No.
Okay.
Mine is where I say keep laughing, assholes.
Okay,
that's fine. The best part.
Whatever. But first one, overrated or underrated, bull riding.
Yeah. Overrated?
Why?
It's stupid.
No.
Yeah.
No, come on, it's training.
No, it's stupid.
You ever fucked a fat girl?
No.
No?
Okay. No, I don't understand this. I don't know why you would want to get on a pissed off, angry animal.
With horns.
And if you go for 8 seconds, you are like the best in the world.
That's
stupid.
I think that's a good way to build up your confidence. You know, you get on some huge animal that's really, really angry that could probably beat the shit out of you. And if you can finish in 8 seconds, that's pretty goddamn impressive. That's underrated.
I know you finish in 8 seconds a lot,
Scotty. I know I do. That's my game.
Mm-hmm.
I play it very well.
And, of course, we always thought of you as a bull rider first,
mm-hmm.
as has been said on the show. Musician first, bull rider.
Bull rider second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry? And that's why it is overrated. The fact that you've done this makes it fucking retarded.
Mm.
And, the poor fucking bulls who had to put up with your bullshit.
I was talking all kinds of shit to them, too.
I'm sure you did.
I did. Amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Way to get on a fucking scared, angry animal that's been tormented.
Yeah, it's true.
Dickhead.
Yeah.
You're a fucking piece of shit, Scotty. And this bull riding thing has nothing to do with that.
Right. Okay. Next one. Overrated or underrated? Steve Carell.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say overrated. He plays the same character in everything. It's the same guy. He's kind of like a funnier Ben Stiller.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to go overrated on that.
I'm going to go underrated, man.
Yeah.
He has some of the best lines in TV shows and movies and stuff like that we still quote and probably will quote for a really long time.
The only one I know is I Love Lamp.
I Love Lamp is good.
That's it.
And that's not even my favorite. I ate a
red candle.
There's tons of them, especially from The Office. And I know you don't like The Office. I know you don't. But
I don't think I hate The Office. I've never really seen it. I hate people that talk about The Office.
It's a great show.
That's what I hate.
It's an excellent show. I love it. I love it.
See what I'm about?
And so just because of that show.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
Just because of that show, it's underrated. Jeremy?
Okay. Foxcatcher was fucking hilarious. Welcome to Marwin. Great. What was that? Little Miss Sunshine. Perfect. Where he tried to kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with he is underrated for one scene and one scene alone, and that is the scene where he's reading the teleprompter in Bruce Almighty.
Oh, yeah.
That fucking scene alone just makes him underrated. He gets to be way too much in The Office.
Yeah.
He does play a lot of the same fucking character, but that one fucking scene just does it for me. Every time I watch it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I like a... Do the cha-cha.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough. Next one, overrated or underrated, The Antiques Roadshow. Derek?
I'm going to say underrated.
Okay.
Sometimes it's nice finding old shit. Mm-hmm. I've found some pretty cool shit at garage sales and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I like it when people bring in their shit that they think is old, and then they're told it's a piece of shit. Like, that is, like, the best thing ever. It's like when Palm Stars, and he walks in, he's like, I won't take less than $50,000 for this. And the guy comes in, he's like, well, that's a really cool piece. That's worth about, you could probably get $300, $400 to the right buyer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you heard the guy. Yeah, I'm still at $50,000.
Yeah. Can you come down a little?
So when people find out on Antiques Roadshow that their stuff isn't worth shit, that's fucking wonderful too.
Devastating to them when they come in cocky. And it's also fun to see people who just thought they had something old and just wanted to learn something about it, and it turns out it's worth $200,000.
And they're like, I paid $1 for it.
Yeah, this is underrated. This is kind of one of my guilty pleasures that I have. I love watching Antiques Roadshow, but I'm still waiting for.
I don't know that it's all that guilty. Wait a minute, it's on PBS. Do you watch without donating?
Yep.
You are guilty. You fucking cocksucker. How dare you? How dare you? Do you not watch the fundraiser drive?
No.
For $300, you get that kick-ass tote bag.
You were one of Jerry's kids, for crying out loud.
Damn it.
Yeah, no.
Fuck you, Scotty. I'm not for this either.
It's underrated, but I'm still waiting for that one episode where there's somebody holding like a priceless piece of like pottery or some shit like that. Like
one of the nails that crucified Jesus.
And then all of the sudden they go to like show like the underside and it falls off the table and just shatters into a million pieces. That's all. That's the only thing missing from that show, but it's still underrated.
Okay.
So, yeah. Next Great. One?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. You didn't officially say underrated, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. All right.
Probably not. Does it matter?
No. Nah.
Move on.
Oh, well. Next one. Overrated or underrated? Cosplay with your partner.
Huh?
Yeah. You know, when your wife dresses up like a superhero, but a sexy superhero.
No.
Or a sexy cop.
No, I don't.
No.
No.
It's not. Well, it's only a Halloween fucking
thing.
No.
No. Like handcuffs. You dress up like a cop. She'll handcuff you to the bed.
The fuck she will. I'll whoop her ass. try to put them cuffs on me. You're going to have two black eyes.
I'm going to fucking resist that arrest.
Absolutely. I'll take her goddamn taser and hit her with it.
Oh, come on. No, like cowgirl?
She'd
no.
fuck my wife. Girl. You know what my wife would do? She'd handcuff me to the bed and then go touch all my tools. Yeah, she's gonna fuck everything up.
I know.
I got everything in an order.
I couldn't do cosplay. There's no way. Like, if we did like the police cosplay, I just take it way too far. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She'd be like dressed up as a cop, and I'm like, oh yeah, treat me like I'm an unarmed black kid and shoot me. See, I'd kill the moment.
Oh yeah, you would.
Yeah.
That's bad. All right.
Gary Goldman does an excellent thing about role playing.
Yeah.
Where she's the student who's almost passing but failing in her college class, and he's the professor who's, you know, tough but fair. And he assigns her extra credit, and she's like, how much extra credit do I get? Well, it just depends on how much effort you really put into it. What should we do? Well, you better get to work on that paper.
What was it? Robert,
she broke character.
Robert Hawkins is like, yeah, my wife told me to talk dirty to her. I'm not good at dirty talk. She's like, bite my nipples. I'm like, clean through, spit them in the trash.
Nikki Glaser. So, babe, are you wet? I just peed, so yeah. I'm super wet.
That's bad.
She's fucking hot.
All right.
Yeah, she kind of is.
Last one. Overrated or underrated? This is actually from a fan. This is from Clayton E. He wants to know, overrated or underrated, flavored lubricant.
Overrated. I can't suck my own dick. Right? And I'm not going to eat it out of the jar. So why have it?
Yeah, it's pretty overrated. I'm not going to lie. I've tried this shit before.
Oh, did you wear it?
No.
Yeah. And the lubricant was fine. It's where I put it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's
what
weird.
What kind did you get him?
This was, no.
What's something he hates? Coconut. Yeah, coconut. Yeah. It was just suntan lotion.
SPF 80.
No,
not even the good shit.
I had a girlfriend back in college that wanted to try it, and she had like
cake.
She had the minty kind, and I was just like, "That's just weird. It's overrated. Don't do it."
Here's the thing with that: if everything that you need lubrication for, you shouldn't be tasting.
Yeah.
If by the time you need lubricant, you didn't do it right, and if you're tasting it, you picked the wrong time to do it.
Yeah. It means you should wash your hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what that means. And, okay, I don't know that I've ever used a flavored lubricant for what it was intended for, but I've like bought a bottle and just, and what it tastes like is a little bit of cherry or orange and a lot of lube is what it tastes like. It's like if somebody rubbed an orange on a bottle of KY. That's it.
Just because it says KY jelly doesn't mean it tastes like jelly.
No. You ever have peanut butter and KY?
That Kentucky jelly? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But now moving on, this is our questions and preguntas segment. This is Jeremy Joseph's favorite part of every single episode.
It is not. My favorite segment is where I have my tire screeching out of your driveway with my finger out the window and the horn honking, waking up all your neighbors.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what they call the fuck you, Scotty segment.
Yeah, I know. We should make that segment.
Yeah, we should. With the Yeah, record me leaving. Do you know how hard it is to squall the tires on a Volvo?
Station wagon?
Yeah, that's how much my car hates being over here. It can't wait to get the fuck out. It grows extra horsepower just with the rage of being close to you.
Right. Okay, well, let's move on to some questions. We've got a fan question. No, we got two. We got some fan questions for this week. Again, guys, if you have any suggestions for the podcast, you can go to our Instagram. Follow us on Instagram, which is at Laughing on the Sidelines, and you can send us a message. We'll look over them and see if any of them are good. We got a couple good ones. First one is from Luke Reinhardt. He wants to know rejected Family Feud surveys.
We surveyed 100 people, and our top answers are on the board. This category is favorite racial slurs.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That one's always good. Mine is, We surveyed 100 little people. We want to know the top five answers for odd jobs for midgets.
Okay.
That's mine. Jeremy?
All right. I like how you went little people and then just went midgets.
Yeah, I know.
Like with the hard T.
Yeah, hard T.
I like to go the old Richard Dawson.
Yeah?
The old 100 people survey. Top five answers on the book.
Oh, God.
Name a smell from a nursing home.
Oh, my God.
Top five smells from nursing homes. That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
You know, they've surveyed a lot of... I don't know anyone's ever been surveyed.
I don't either.
I never have. I mean, by the time you keep doing 100 people at a time, you'd it should have got around to us.
Yeah.
Now that Steve Harvey's hosting it, it probably won't. He's no. racist.
Yeah.
That's definitely racially motivated.
Oh, God. All right.
Number one's Cracker on that list. For sure.
Cracker, Honky, Peckerwood. Honky's always number one in my heart.
That's number one. That's the best one.
Ralphie May has the best joke with that where he says he likes Honky because it sounds like a clown's sidekick. Such a fucking great joke.
Okay. Next question. What kind of vehicle stereotypically fits your wife's personality? I got mine.
Okay, go.
My wife is very reliable. She's very sweet, innocent, not that flashy. She's very low maintenance. But whenever she fucking blows a gasket, that woman will kill you. And so I'm going with the 1998 Toyota Camry. That's okay. What I'm going with.
All right.
Yeah. How about you, Derek?
Oh, shit. I'm going to go with Pontiac Fiero because she's stuck in the 90s.
Okay. That's good. I got a question about that, though. Uh-huh. Since we're on the topic of Pontiacs. Back whenever you were in high school,
uh-huh.
did all the hot chicks drive like a 1998 Pontiac Grand Prix?
No.
The silver one?
No, but okay. All the fat chicks drove Dodge Neons.
Okay, well, that makes perfect sense.
That is true.
Yeah. My wife drove the Pontiac Grand Prix.
See, it just happens.
It was bronze, though.
It was bronze? Yeah. Okay, all right, that's good. How about you, Jeremy? What's your wife's car?
I'm going to go with a Volkswagen Microbus just because you could store a bunch of useless shit in it that's only important to her.
Really?
Yeah, Christmas ornaments and whatnot.
Oh.
It'll hold a lot of Christmas trees.
I just had you figured that you were going to go with like a tilted wheeled, slanted wheeled Honda Civic with a fart can.
Well, you took my Toyota.
Okay. Well, that's fair, I guess.
Bastard.
Oh, my bad.
Honda's really, I mean, it's hard to say with the accent.
Okay.
Honda.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why it gets fives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Next one. This is another fan question. This is Corey Snoddy, I believe is how he's pronounced. He wants to know, what is the real reason parents tell their children Santa isn't coming this year?
He caught COVID at a Jewish swingers party.
Oh, that's bad.
There were just schmeckles everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's bad.
Yeah, I could see dick. Jeremy's face.
I like it. mine is, well, Child Protective Services came and confiscated all of his, little workers with pointy ears. That's what mine is.
Okay.
How about you, Jeremy?
How old's this kid? I need to know an exact age.
I don't know.
Eight.
9 years ago, I caught Santa fucking your mom. He's probably your real dad, and he doesn't want to pay child support.
All right. That's a good one. Next question. Spice Girl names that didn't make the cut.
Old Spice.
Yeah.
For sure.
And not for deodorant reasons. just that old broad.
Yeah,
she got kicked out of the band pretty quick.
Fucking broke a hip.
Sure did. I'm going to go with Horny Spice. Did not make the cut. But she's a stripper on South Broadway, though.
I'm pretty sure all of them.
Are Horny Spice?
Yeah.
No. Baby Spice isn't Horny Spice.
That was the one I wanted.
I thought Ginger was kind of hot, though. Posh seemed like a bitch.
But, is that the Beckham?
Yep. Gal? Yeah. Victoria Beckham.
Yeah. Okay, so we got scary, we got sporty, we got
posh.
Posh.
Baby.
Baby.
Ginger.
Ginger.
Fuck the shit out of Ginger.
Okay. I think I've said this before on here, but it's always my go-to. Herpy. Herpy Spice.
She's contagious. All right.
She got with her friends.
Yeah.
A couple of times. That's what she really, really wanted. And wow.
Okay.
Did they have another hit?
Tonight was the night when two become one. That was the one.
Why do you know that?
I don't know why that just popped in my head, but that was, I remember that one.
Wow.
That's impressive there, Derek. All right. Let's see. Last question. The least romantic pickup lines.
Wow. For a fat chick, you don't sweat much.
Oh, that's horrible. I've got, baby, you're like a donut. You're full of sugar and have a hole I want to put my cock in. That's mine.
Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. That only gets a 4 in my book. That's, if I were judging, that gets a 4.
Okay. How about you, Jeremy?
Hey, you want to come smell what I just did? Works every time. Oh, shit. 30% of the time, it works
every time. Shit.
I just did that to my wife.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, hey, when I say something about not flushing the toilet, or no, I said, well, I said, hey, I got to take a shit. Do you want me to flush it? She goes, she goes, yes, always, every time. Don't go in the basement.
What about when I miss the toilet? Yeah. You still want me to flush? Yeah. Do I still got
to
flush in?
I upper decked. Do you want me to leave that, or do you want me to keep trying to flush that down?
My wife gets on me for peeing on the seat. I can't imagine shitting on the seat.
All right. Well, that is our questions and preguntas. Really do appreciate you guys giving us your suggestions. Any of the good ones, we will put on the show and give you a shout out. So you can do that in our Instagram. Go follow us.
This microphone's really soft. Can I take a nap on it?
Yeah, you can. But now we get to move on
to... Can I put it in my butt?
No. No, you fucking can't.
That's what I was really leading up to. That's what I really wanted to know.
Nope.
But now, I really want.
Now we get to move on to the fans' favorite part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines
Draft.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is our Laughing on the Sidelines Draft. Who won last week?
I believe that would be me again.
Fuck you.
I just, all I do is win.
Your list sucks.
This I is gave your draft a 5.
Yeah. This is just a popularity contest. Everybody just likes Derek more.
Probably because he's the funniest person in Wichita.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, thanks to you, Jeremy.
Me and my 4s.
Yeah. So that means that this week, I got last, by the way. So I get the first pick. Jeremy gets the sandwich pick. And Derek is the championship picks. And this week, this is going to be one of my favorite drafts we've ever done. Kudos to Derek for this idea. This is going to be our favorite infomercial products. Okay?
Yep.
So in favorite, they can be awful or awfully funny or something that you actually like. Okay?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I get the first pick.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the shake weight.
Fucker.
Yep. That thing apparently really works your pecs and arms, and it looks like you're jacking off a dumbbell. So that is my first pick with a 101. Jeremy, how about you?
Well, for me, it is a product that I have and love. It gives you the perfect slice the first time, the fourth time. Next week, next month, next year, for the rest of your life. Of course, I'm talking about Chef Tony's Miracle Blade 3.
That's so funny.
I could watch that infomercial over and over. Again.
He cuts a hammer into a hammer, then cuts and a then can. A
tomato,
and then a can,
and then a can. Anybody can cut a can, but he cuts a tomato perfectly after a goddamn hammer. That's a good product.
They used to make cans out of steel. Now they make them out of aluminum. But we took this hammer.
yeah, they made them out of tin. By the way,
okay, whatever.
Solid steel. Yeah, hammers, steel. Yes.
This is so fucking great. Okay, Derek, you get two.
Okay. Well, since you took mine.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the Snuggie.
God damn, I was hoping that'd come back.
Got to go with the Snuggie. It's a fucking blanket with sleeves.
It's a backwards it's robe. It's a robe.
Yeah, exactly. And for this next one, I've got a bunch that I really want to use.
I know.
Let's go with the Clapper.
The Clapper?
Yeah.
Clap on, clap off.
Yeah.
Yep. Put one of those in a single mom's bedroom. Be like a rave. How about you, Jeremy?
Scotty, I got two instructions for you.
Okay.
Set it and forget it.
It was
called Popeil Rotisserie.
The what?
I believe it was called the Popeil Rotisserie Oven.
Okay. That was a new wave oven, I thought.
I thought it was a new wave oven.
Maybe.
I think it's the new wave.
We all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we do. Set it and forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the new wave oven.
I wish we had. I mean, we have this live audience here. We heard my applause earlier.
Yeah.
But
all right, that's
right. I could have just said set it, and they would have filled in the rest.
That they really would have. Okay. So I got one that I just can't. I can't be without, and that is, I believe it's called the Comfort Wipe.
You fucker.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Comfort Wipe.
It's so you don't have to put your toilet paper on your hand when you wipe your ass. It's like a fucking extender.
Instead, you could attach a piece of paper to an arm that you could very easily tear that piece of paper up.
I am infuriated by the fact that I don't know about this.
Yeah, that's one I think that probably didn't work out all too well. Gosh dang it, now I gotta...
But if you order now, you'll get a second Comfort Wipe for absolutely free, less shipping and handling.
Yeah, and I couldn't let myself... I couldn't live with out the ShamWow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
How excited he gets wiping shit up.
This is made in Germany. Germans make great stuff, don't they? Yeah. Like concentration camps.
There's a great channel on YouTube called Lonely Hugs or Magic Hugs. That's what it's called. But they do a parody commercial of that with paper towels.
Mm.
And I mean, they just spill shit. Oh, shit. I just spilled soda all over the carpet and it like... You know, drenches the fucking paper towel, but there's still shit all over the carpet.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, see, you could take one, you give it to your friends, you take another one, you tear it in half. Now you got two. And he takes them and, like, puts them under his armpits and across his chest. You know how many friends you're going to get if you do this? A million. It's just fucking ridiculous.
That's great. All right, Jeremy, what's your next pick?
Pocket Fisherman.
Ooh. Okay.
All right.
You know, for when you're... Not expecting to go fishing, but maybe the mood just strikes you.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a thing that looks kind of like an electric slicing knife.
Yeah.
And throw it in the water.
Okay. Derek, you get two.
I got to go with the Floby.
The Floby.
It sucks. It cuts. It was before the lawnmower.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a thing you put on your head and it sucked your hair up. Yeah,
oh.
And it would give you a haircut. A perfect cut every time.
All of your, by the way, this is no bullshit. Jake Johansson, comedian Jake Johansson, cuts his hair by Floby.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
Is he bald?
No.
Okay.
No, he's not.
That's impressive.
And I got one more. This fucking kills me. I'm going to go with the Rejuvenique Electrical Facial Mask.
Fuck. Oh, wow.
Just fucking hook this thing. Just set this on your face and plug it in. Right after you got out of the shower.
Great. All right.
Is that five for Derek? Is that just four?
Okay. All right, Jeremy, go.
Oh, God damn it. Let's go with... God damn it, I can't remember the name of it.
Don't take mine.
I can't remember what the fuck it's called, but it's that sandwich maker.
Oh, no, oh, I don't know that one.
A woman?
That's right. That's what it is.
It's a woman.
I didn't know you could order. Well, I guess you can order those. They come straight from Russia.
Sure.
Yep. Yep.
No, it's that. It's like a fucking waffle iron, only you put bread in there and you can like melt shit, and it shows them making fucking apple pies.
I can't remember
what the fucking name of it is.
Oh, shit.
God, if only there was a device that we could pick up and search.
Yeah. No
kidding.
I wish there was.
I know what you're talking about.
My next favorite one would be the iPhone. It was on an infomercial, right?
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember what that fucking thing is, but it's that old lady that's making like all kinds of shit for this guy. Yeah, that's just over
fucking pizzas and
overreacting like a motherfucker about how good food is.
There was one,
the Snack Master.
No, that's not it.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Is it
the Snack Master? Yeah.
Okay,
that lady.
Yep, that's her.
All right, okay. We'll go with
Kathy.
That. Okay.
Oh yeah, Kathy. She the one from the comics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice pull.
Thanks. Yeah. All right. This is one of the ones I definitely couldn't live without. This one changed my childhood. I always wanted to be a guitarist after watching this.
Oh, fucking shit, damn right. He's my favorite guitarist of all time.
Yeah. Ibanez guitars, wasn't it?
No.
What was it?
You can go Ibanez.
No.
Esteban.
Esteban, that's what it was called, the Esteban guitars.
I looked it up one time. He actually has had 3 hits on the Billboard Hot 100. None of them got above 90. But.
Oh, that's fucking great. That one, and I've got a couple that I'm sitting here on that I don't know if I want to let go, but I feel like there's one that's definitely better. Fuck. Nope. I can't think of it. I'm going to go with the Slap Chop.
All right. That was going to be my pick.
Yeah, the Slap Chop. The same guy that did the ShamWow, he did the Slap Chop.
Yep, Vince.
Vince, that's right. I'm surprised we don't have, the guy that died. We haven't had any of his.
Vince is dead, too.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, you're talking about Billy Mays.
Billy Mays died.
Billy Mays here. I went as him for Halloween once.
After he died?
Uh-huh.
Yep, I figured. Yeah.
Yeah, Bob and Tom used to do parodies of his commercials. They had the jar hammer. The best way to open any jar, it's a hammer that would break it. And my favorite was the clubfoot slipper.
Nice. That's great.
Okay, my turn?
Yep.
The Ronco Beef Machine, the dehydrator.
Oh.
You could make your own jerky in like 3 days.
All right.
All right. Last pick. There's a lot of good ones out there. I thought about the spray-on hair.
Mm-hmm.
The hair club for men.
Yeah.
And the Thigh Master is a good one.
Oh, yeah.
A little known one, the wearable towel.
Oh, that's oh God. That's the dumbest fucking thing. Son of a bitch. Why? Why? Yeah. It's called a fucking robe.
Yeah. Or a Snuggie.
Yeah. It's a backwards Snuggie.
I got to go with the wearable. I almost went Flex Seal. That's another good
one. Yeah, Flex Seal is a good one.
I like how the guy sprays a screen door and makes a boat out of it. Yeah, no fucking way.
Okay, so Jeremy and Derek, I'm going to need your help on this one. I almost picked this one, but I couldn't remember what it was called. It was the dumbest workout equipment of all fucking time.
Total Gym?
Nope, that's a good one because that would be Chuck Norris sold that one, and so you don't fuck with Chuck Norris. But it was called...
18-inch double-ended dildo.
No.
22-inch double-ended dildo.
I believe it was called the Gazelle.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Tony Little.
Was that my right?
Tony Little.
You can do it!
And he's just sitting there just going,
It was a fucking kind of an elliptical.
Sort of. It was just a back and forth.
Yeah, just
but you could do it at any angle.
Yeah, you could. You could lean back. You can lean forward. I remember that shit. God.
Ginsu knives.
Ginsu knives. There was another.
The perfect bacon bowl.
Yeah.
Blue blockers.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. My favorite rapper of all time is on that commercial.
I think he might be headed to Delaware.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. He would be
on his way.
I don't know how I missed this last one, too. Chia Pet.
Oh. Chia.
Yeah.
Is that really an infomercial?
Just
a commercial.
Man.
Shit. So many good ones.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch.
George Foreman Grill.
Yeah. That's another good one.
Oh, fuck,
yeah. Why didn't we think of that one?
I thought of it, but I thought the wearable towel was just a little more ridiculous.
No, it's definitely more
ridiculous. I had a George Foreman. I think everybody did at one point.
That's because it's a decent fucking product.
Yeah.
That was such a nice feeling to be able to empty all that grease.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All of the fat off your food.
You're on your way to work. You see a pond. You stop. You get your fucking pocket fisherman out.
Yeah.
Catch a trout.
Mm-hmm.
Take that thing home. Fry it up on the George Foreman.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just put it in the rotisserie and set it and forget it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then snuggle up in a Snuggie. Mm-hmm. Just clap. Turn the lights off.
Yeah.
And just sit back and watch an infomercial.
I do have one last one that I can't go without because but it was actually somewhat of a decent product, I think. A lot of people used it and it helped out with acne, but like Proactive.
Yeah.
Do you remember those fuckers running at like 3 o'clock in the morning when you were like younger?
Yeah.
Everywhere. Just Proactive.
There's one nasty dental one now. It's fucking disgusting. It shows nasty ass teeth.
Nope. I'm out. Okay, that is our draft, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to our Facebook page. Definitely follow us on there if you haven't already, or subscribe or whatever Facebook says. But we put the draft up every Wednesday before noon, Central Standard Time, and you can vote for your favorite list of our favorite, what are they called?
Infomercial products.
Sorry. Took the brain fart right there. But you can vote on your favorite list by clicking on the corresponding emoji. See if Derek wins again. I'm going to bet probably.
I don't know. You got the shake weight.
I got the shake weight, and I've got the Ibanez guitar.
Yeah.
That's my winners right there. But anyways, guys, that is our draft. Now we get to move on to my favorite part of every single episode. This is what we like to call our laughing on the sidelines shitty situation of the week. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is our laughing on the sidelines shitty situation of the week, brought to you by Fanger Bang Beer and Legos.
That's right, Scotty. On the afternoon of December 30th, 1903, approximately 2,100 people showed up for a matinee of the popular Drury Lane musical Mr. Bluebeard at the Iroquois Theater in Chicago, Illinois. Shortly after the start of the second act, a short circuit in an arc light created sparks that caught a curtain on fire.
Mm.
The curtain drastically spread because basically all of the set was painted with very flammable paint.
Nice.
And before too long, the whole place was in a goddamn roaring fire. And people managed to make their way to the fire exits. However, most of them could not figure out the very elaborate locking mechanisms that were on it. This caused a lot of people to really fucking panic. And then they crushed people up against the fire doors until they finally were able to break out. However, by the time the day was over, 575 people were crushed to death, and another 30 later died of injuries that they suffered, making this the deadliest fire-related incident in the history of Chicago. And remember, there was a thing called the Chicago Fire. And now your child can recreate the magic of this moment using nothing but a little imagination and Legos. Legos! It's showtime, folks.
Okay. Thank you for that very much, Jeremy.
My pleasure.
Our shitty situation for this week's episode is, would you rather have to go to the gym for an entire week and use the shake weight for an hour? Or would you rather try to go across, or no, whitewater rafting in a Flex Seal sealed kayak?
Okay.
Screen door on the bottom.
You have to make eye contact with someone of the opposite sex while using
Totally.
The shake weight.
The shake weight, absolutely.
Just leg spread.
Yeah. So I'm, I think Flex Seal will be that, will take care of that screen door. I think I'm going to go with the Flex Seal across the whitewater rafting. I think I'm going to do it.
Okay.
If it doesn't hold up, I'll drown and you guys will be happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go that. How about you, Derek?
One of those could kill me. So, I'm going to have to go with the shake weight.
You obviously have never gone to a gym with a shake weight and stared into a guy's eyes. That's twice your size.
No, but I would make it weird and ask him to spot me. You about done on that machine? And then he'd get up when he was done on the bench press, and I'd just sit down and keep using the shake weight. Sorry, legs are getting a little tired. Skip leg day.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, I'd have to go with the one that's not going to kill me. I'm going to go with the shake weight.
Okay. How about you, Jeremy?
Really don't like working out. So, I'm going to go with the whitewater rafting. That's just for that reason alone.
Okay.
That's a little bit of a workout in itself, Jeremy.
What's that?
Whitewater rafting.
Not if you just sit back and let the boat do the work.
Rock, rock, rock.
Fuck, does that mean?
You're going to hit a rock. Flex Seal can't help with a rock.
Fuck, it can't seal it right up.
Yeah, it does seal underwater. That's for sure.
You're on spray duty every time they hit something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Get that Flex tape.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I do
you,
have...
You can stop a fucking waterfall with that. Just put the tape on it.
I do have a question.
What?
Of the two infomercials that we were talking about earlier that got the biggest rise out of Jeremy, which one would you rather watch for multiple hours in a row? The Miracle Blade or the Ibanez guitar?
The Miracle Blade for sure.
It's Esteban guitar. Sorry, not
Ibanez is a respected guitar company.
Sorry, the Esteban guitar. I mix them up. Which one would you rather watch for multiple hours?
Miracle production? Blade 3. I would rather watch that in most feature film.
I'm the same way.
It is fucking entertaining, and Chef Tony's a badass. You seen that one that scene where he throws the fucking pineapple up in real slow motion? He's like in a ninja suit and just whoosh.
Cuts that bitch.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I would probably do the same thing.
It'll do it, too.
Yeah. Derek?
I have no doubt.
I already said it.
Oh.
The Miracle Blade for sure.
Okay. All right. You guys got any shows coming up anytime soon?
Yeah.
Okay.
December, you'd ask me that.
I know.
I want to say it's the 12th. It's a Sunday.
It's coming up.
It's a Sunday in December. Let's see. It is December 12th at Barleycorns.
There you go.
I will be there with Cameron Buchholz, Felix Johnson, Keewon Moses, and I can't remember the other guy's name.
Awesome.
But I will be there.
Wichita's funniest person, folks. Go and see him. Again, congratulations.
You headlining?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. That's all right. But go see him. Love to see you guys out there supporting local comedy. We really do appreciate everybody that has listened to this show. If you know some folks that have only listened to our TikToks, you should check out the full YouTube episodes, because all of the really dirty jokes that we can't put on TikTok are on there. We got another one taken down over the last week.
Nice.
I tried to bleep out the suck dick. TikTok didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
They took it down immediately. I'm talking
less than a minute. I don't doubt that.
Yeah. So, but yeah, if you like our TikTok channel and you like dirty jokes, watch the full YouTube episodes. We put anything we want on the YouTube episode, and YouTube doesn't give a shit.
Maybe if we just had a teenage girl with most of her tits hanging out.
Yeah, then we'd
make it okay.
That'd be okay. That'd be perfectly fine.
Sure.
But guys, keep doing what you're doing. Like and share our TikToks. That helps us out a lot. That helps us grow. We continue to do so. So we continue to do the show, and we really do appreciate it. Really, we do. But like we always say, if you like us, do us a favor and tell your friends. But if you don't like us...
We know your cheap ass is trying to save money and not buying a Manscaped, so you're just going to take that Flobee. Well, we hope if you don't like us, you take that Flobee and try and trim your fucking pubes and your peen gets stuck in the middle of that thing. And all of a sudden, schmeckle off.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. If you don't like us...
Tell your enemies.
And until next time, guys.
It sucks as it cuts.
Until next time.
Keep laughing, assholes.
We will see y'all later. Take care.